This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Babs Gray. Here's a new Greg Kinnear tweet coming at you hot. Real Greg Kinnear. I wonder if we'll ever think of something to replace shoelaces for good.
The world may never know, Greg.
Nobody tell Greg Kinnear about Velcro.
Yeah, absolutely. God, I wish. I would kill to go back to my Velcro shoes. I'm Brandy Posey, and having an auxiliary jack on your phone to play music is the new owning a truck and having your friends ask for help moving.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Tess Barker, and je suis pauvre, mais j'adore Dior. It's in French.
Wait,
it means I'm poor, but I love Dior.
Oh.
I was like, are we supposed to...
Except poor, I said in English, because I'd be pauvre, but I said, je suis poor, mais j'adore Dior.
To rhyme.
Yeah.
This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Boom! We're here. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for being a friend.
And you're welcome for all of that as well.
Oh,
you're
my God.
You're welcome,
truly,
for being a friend. Where's that version of this song?
We need that song. Some people need to hear that song.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You don't deserve me, but I'm still here.
You don't deserve me, but we've known each other for a long time.
So what am I gonna keep meeting you for lunch sometime.
Yeah. What am I going to do? Meet somebody new? You're welcome for being a friend.
Okay, I'm coughing. Let's bring on our guest. She's a super funny comic. She works with College Humor. She's had a short film go to Tribeca, no big deal, called I Think She Likes You, Christine Medrano.
Hello.
Hello.
I just want to say that so many of those proxy friends from like 5 years ago, we're still clinging to them, right?
Yeah.
You worked with me or you lived near to me and we're still friends. Why?
That's good. Yeah. That's impressive, you know?
Yeah, you got to keep it chugging along.
I have sort of like the opposite problem, though, where I have a lot of those friends who I want to see and I feel that I don't have time to. Like, I've got a lot of friends in my orbit that I, like, desperately mean to catch up with.
I straight up have a list in one of my journals now of, like, oh, these are the 15 people that I would like to see to remind myself to, like, be like, make a plan with this person.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's just, like, good to have, like, that, like, oh, yeah, I like you. We should hang out more.
I've kind of sadly given up on all
because that I have to go that route if I don't start hanging out with people.
Yeah. It's just too hard. I tried to start hanging out. So I have like family that lives out here and I tried to start like building a bond with them again. It's just too, it's hard.
Yeah.
And I should say for the first time, I don't really know them that well. Yeah. So it's like from the ground up and like, you really got to be vigilant about that shit.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not going to take.
You'd be on top of it or else you're not going to see them. I have friends who like, I had a friend who I was like, we should grab like drinks or something. Time. She's like, okay, I'll try to work it in. Me and my husband just got a new dog, so I don't know when I'm available. And I was just like, wow, you could just say no. You could just say no.
Yeah, just say no.
Just say no. Don't use your dog as an excuse to not hang out.
And like, as if you wouldn't be down to hang out with the dog.
Yeah, I could go to your house and get a drink.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, the dog should be an invitation.
I live with a puppy. I know what it's like, okay?
Oh my God, dogs love to grab a drink.
Yes, they do.
Oh my God.
Like, my owner and this new friend?
Ooh. Yeah, we just sit at everyone's feet and just smell the smells.
Exactly.
Speaking of, I decided last time I was at the Americana, I was like, I'm going to bring Garth here for a date. Oh, you know, I just want to walk around the Americana with my Chihuahua, and we're going to sit at one of those benches and watch the fountain.
I think he would love it.
I think so too.
You have such a, he's a very Americana dog.
I haven't seen, is that a dog? Yeah. Do people bring their dogs there?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I just went on a date at the Americana literally last week.
How was
the
it?
A dog or a person?
Just a person. Okay. It was good. We went for tacos at Frida. They have a great happy hour. Yes. Margaritas.
Frida's legit.
I used to work in the one in Beverly Hills many years ago. Not anymore. And then we just went shopping. It was a girl, so it's like you can go shopping, which is so much fun. And then we kept running into the person who was our bartender, who weirdly was just like, I'd like paid for dinner, and then he was like, your friend took care of it. And we were just like, okay, what's that about? And just, like, he just kept really hammering friend, and we kept running into him. God. He was like outside on his lunch break, like in a food court. It was weird.
He was trying to be friends with you.
He was trying to be friends, but also referring to like my date as my friend. I don't know.
Some people have such hetero brains that they literally can't, like, I don't know if he was doing it on purpose, but sometimes they can't comprehend that you two guys were on a date. Like,
yeah, she's like a very affectionate person, so she was like very like handsy, and I feel like he was just like, oh.
But it's also like you're in the middle of Glendale. You need to be like familiar with same sex dates.
Yeah, the Americana like is a very progressive place. It feels like,
or is it the Ohio of LA?
Yeah,
we got a lot of stares. I feel like, really, walking around just like two girls holding hand more than I was. I was a little surprised.
Because it is still the 3-2-3.
Yeah. It is.
Well, I mean, the Grove does feel more open-minded the
definitely,
more I think about
it. Definitely.
Oh, my God.
Americana.
The Grove is made for gay dating.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
And which is odd, because you would think the one that had the musical fountain, a little gayer.
Yeah,
they both have musical fountains, though.
They
both,
wait, the Grove has a musical fountain?
Yeah, Grove is pretty much just the exact same.
Okay, I knew that, but in my head, I was like, the one thing that distinguishes them is that the Americana has a musical fountain.
I think the Americana's fountain's a little more I don't know.
It's bigger.
A little more ostentatious.
Yeah.
It's a little flashier.
Exactly. Well, okay. Grove has the farmer's market, too.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Yeah. And that is good eating.
Yeah. Oh, that's more my situation. Yeah.
Oh, that is good eating. So wait, you were on a date. What number date was it? Because holding hands is like, that's, you know.
It was, I think, like the fifth date?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Fifth date's cool. Okay for
The Americana, I like a mall date, too. It's like there's a lot of stuff you can like riff on. There's a lot of directions that can go. It's very choose your own adventure situation.
It's very choose your, you can grab drinks. You can go shopping. You
did
can,
you,
like,
people
dinner.
Watching.
Yeah, exactly. Are you like similar sizes? Because would you be like, oh, trying on the same thing? Or did you have different styles?
She's a bit bigger than me. I feel like just most girls I date are like taller.
Yeah,
I'm a very petite woman.
Yeah.
But I feel like we were not the same size.
Okay.
But that's fine. Like, I could shop at Brand Melville and she was like, not a thing fits here. And I was like, fair. They were still rude to both of us.
Yeah. Well, great. Perfect.
That is nice. Yeah, I never go shopping with like a guy I'm dating.
Yeah.
But a lady, it's a
lady.
Whole other...
you can go in, fine. Share a dressing room. It's like, ooh.
Yeah. Lesbian couples, or I guess two males too, that they like really have it made in terms of, like, I would imagine sharing clothes.
If you're the same size.
If you fit, though.
Yeah, but if you're the same size. Right, I imagine like being in a same sex relationship with someone who's your size. Has got to be so convenient.
Double two for one wardrobe situation.
I dated a girl who had the same shoe size as me, and let me tell you, I wish she had better shoes. It's the main thing. She definitely wore them down to the soles.
So unfortunate. I will say this. Sean and I are the same shoe size.
Oh.
Do you share shoes?
If he had his way, we wouldn't.
Yeah. Like, out of a phobia or out of a...
I think he's just a little bit more anal than I am, so like I don't know. I have a sister. I'm used to sharing clothes with people. I'm kind of like, what's mine is yours and yours is mine, free for all kind
of
thing.
For sure.
So I have helped myself to like a pair of his Birkenstocks, and he was just just keep them.
By the way, we haven't updated our WikiFeet situation because somebody
blew
added
up.
Oh yes,
we blew up.
And have you looked and seen if you're on there?
WikiFeet.
I am on WikiFeet. Yes, I am.
We got four WikiFeet.
Mine are the same, but Brandy, you weren't on there yet.
I was not on there.
And I made my premiere as well.
You both made your premieres.
What do you guys? I have 4 stars.
I have
a lot of
all your pictures from Instagram too? Because all of ours are from Instagram.
They chose some screenshots from like from just like weird YouTube.
Oh, whoa, that's a straight up.
Well, because I did this weird YouTube, I'm on this weird YouTube show called Good Mythical Morning, where they had an episode where I had to like try on shoes and to get if they were, guess if they were pay less or pay more. So mine were like these shoes.
Oh, wow, yeah. I mean, that's WikiFeet.
That's WikiFeet.
Oh, they have a lot of giving you love here.
Dude, I know. I have 3 stars. It's insane.
You have 3 stars?
Also, yeah, one of these pictures is not her. One of these pictures is Virginia Jones. Yeah.
Virginia Jones is bringing down my average.
Wow, Virginia.
I texted Virginia.
This is kind of disturbing. Really, does yours link to your IMDb?
Wait, they can do that?
Mine has a link to my IMDb.
LOL.
Oh, I just go to IMDb
like page. IMDb feet. Oh, my God. So does Brandy's.
Wait, so does mine.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I will say mine, they included several years worth of photos. Like,
they really went through your stuff.
They really went through my stuff.
Did they both come on the same day? Because this obviously was like a listener who
did
this.
It was within the same week.
It was. Yeah. Well, you discovered yours, and that's why I thought I would check. Yeah. So I don't know if it was the same day or not, but I discovered mine the same day you discovered yours.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just realizing I now have a comment section. I didn't see this before.
Oh my God, is there a comment? Oh.
Yeah, they're not really about my, they're just like, one's a YouTube link to, I think, this feed episode, and one who's like, who's a red-headed girl? Mm-hmm. And then they're just talking about, the other girl who I do like, who's on the show that I work on.
Oh my God.
Talking about
that's
her
what they're
feet.
Talking about in your comments?
I'm kind of so offended. Funny. I'm like, yeah.
Keep it on subject.
Yeah,
shall
you
we?
Guys, I'm over here. Please leave other.
My feet are down here.
I know, my feet are down here. Please leave other women
Tess,
out of
this.
You've
got a lot of ratings.
I do have a lot of ratings.
How many ratings do you have?
10.
This was the one you intentionally put up for Wiki.
I know.
It
she
made
did that
it.
For them.
Wow. Give the people what they want.
That
wow.
is so funny. That. Oh my God.
Also, like, it's clearly not a bot. Like, it's clearly an actual
person.
It's definitely
a person.
So that person definitely saw that that's caption.
What... Yep. I was like, oh
there
hot.
We go.
Oh, wow.
Those yeah, are those are one. Great shoes. Yeah.
Anyway, we've all made it.
Yeah.
You guys, we've
arrived.
We're all on WikiFeed.
Yeah. Feels great.
It feels good to be among peers.
Yeah.
Finally.
Honestly. Finally.
Fellow WikiFoot celebrity.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the credit that I have been chasing.
Are you guys going to the convention?
There's a convention.
No.
I just don't know what shoes to wear.
We all have a booth.
I was like, wait, when? I haven't been invited.
It's just a little booth where only your feet are seen. And then you like sign autographs and stuff.
Totally. It's a glory hole for your feet. You just put your feet through, someone jerks off to it, you get paid $20.
That wouldn't be a bad game.
No,
if
what
I
a
could
bad
be,
afternoon.
I could just like step on eggs and tomatoes for a living.
Seems like the dream job.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be too bad. This is reminding me, I'd forgotten about this, but somebody added weird trivia to my IMDb page that is not correct. This is years
you
ago.
You added weird stuff to it.
I said that I was in an episode of Entourage as a spin instructor. That's not real. I've also had people be like, oh, so you were in Entourage. And I was like, no.
Just say yes.
Well, yeah. It's just funny to be like, oh, you
we
had questions about
all
that?
Be saying we were in Entourage.
As someone who saw the Entourage movie in theaters with my mother, we should all say that we were on Entourage.
Yes.
Me and my mom loved Entourage, RIP Entourage.
I need to watch it. I've never seen it. I think
it's
I'll
insane.
Love it.
You've never seen it at all?
It's like a male fantasy. It's pure trash,
total
but it's
trash.
Also like...
Yeah.
But did it give you insight into the Hollywood system?
Oh, let me tell you. I have been looking for a Vinny Chase ever since. Trying to be someone's turtle.
The truth is I took a spin class with Jeremy Piven, and I was like, well, this is basically Entourage.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. So now absolutely. I just insert myself into the movies of famous people that I see.
You should try to add it on IMDb.
I mean, it's on there.
Wait.
The Entourage episode is on here.
You put it on.
Oh, you added,
oh, I added
the credit?
It. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I made
wait,
that up.
What's the weird trivia someone put?
So I did not write this. Has been known to perform carefully orchestrated sleight-of-hand stunts on sets as a way to break the ice between cast and crew, including many fancy card tricks and a Houdini-esque escape from a straitjacket.
Wait, have you
how
no,
long,
you've
I
never
feel
done
like we've talked about that before, because has
I, like,
it been on
I used
there
to
a while?
Have a I used to have a joke about
oh, that's
it
what
when
it
I
is.
Very
okay.
first started, but I like haven't thought about this in forever. That's on there, and then there's also... is known for her skill reading Egyptian hieroglyphics and as a student wrote a thesis disproving a longstanding theory based on a mistranslated character from a sarcophagus.
Is that true?
No.
Okay, I don't know.
Maybe
Egyptology
this
in college.
This has to be someone who like knows the podcast or knows you because this is very
no, this
kind
is
of like
10 years ago. This is
really?
Like, this is old. This happened forever ago. I just like
whoa.
Honestly totally had forgotten about it. And there used to be one that was like, you know, like the weird message board you get at the bottom. They might have gotten rid of those.
I think they got rid of those.
Oh,
yeah,
those message boards were
a mean.
Dream.
Yeah,
yeah.
They were mean, but also very fun.
God, yeah, they were a real good time. But yeah, somebody added those weird quotes like a decade ago. I still have no idea. Nobody ever fessed up to it.
Wow. You should ask them to come forward.
Hey, if you're listening, I mean, it sounds like at one point you were a fan. I'd be a little upset if you fell off at this point, but.
Slide
let me
the
know
DMs.
Yeah, send us some more facts about Brandy. Lady to lady comedy at gmail.com.
yeah, if you guys want to hide some messages in our IMDb pages,
that's
or our
honestly,
wiki,
oh my God,
wiki feet,
if you're bored at work right now, why don't you leave us all a fun little comment on either our wiki or our IMDb.
Honestly, would also love to be included in this.
Please.
Oh, the Entourage episode is called Running on E.
Is that real or you made it up?
Oh my God.
No, that's the spin class member. Wow. It's right there.
Oh my God.
2009 was a big year, man.
Wait, did they really get rid of the IMDb like comments?
Yeah, I noticed that the message boards, I used to be on those message boards for days. It's been a few years since they've been gone.
People were being too mean.
I mean, yeah. They were fun, though.
They were fun, but like, woo.
Real salty.
Damn. When I moved here and I was an intern at Adam McKay and Will Ferrell's production company. Mm-hmm. I probably talked about this forever ago.
Gary Sanchez.
They would have whole conversations in the comment section of another stakeout, which is like
fucking pretty funny.
Rosie O'Donnell. What's his fuck?
Who's
the other guy in it? Whatever. Yeah, so they would like go on there in character and have these whole like back and forth.
That's hilarious.
That's really funny, actually.
That's lost to the
piece of American classic literature.
I know. That should be added to the Smithsonian. Sorry, my lisp really took a hold of me there. Was really choking me down.
Richard Dreyfuss.
I know.
There it is, Richard Dreyfuss.
And Emilio Estevez also in that. And Dennis Farina, who took over Unsolved Mysteries. He was like the secondary host.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Farina.
Yeah. Dennis Farina, when he took over, it's a very, the tonal shift in the opening of like the hosting of Unsolved Mysteries is like very funny because he's like a Chicago cop. He's just walking around. He's just like, all right, we got a story about aliens is coming up next. If you got a thing to go with, let us know. And it's like so different.
Speaking of aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Did the raid of Area 51 happen yet, or is it going to happen
soon? Wait, when is that happening? I think it's like in September something, right?
I feel like it's nigh. It's very nigh.
Let me look it up because I did say I was attending.
I did too.
Where you could both say you're attending.
How many people do we think will go? I put attending as well.
I did not. Storm. I don't think that. I feel like it's a lot of engagement,
but how many people are going to
follow through?
That's kind
of
what I think.
Of course, it was an online party, not a
September 20th. So it's coming.
Some people are going to show up, though.
I would guess. My guess is how many people are attending on Facebook?
100,000 people.
2.1 million.
Oh my God!
Wow, that's definitely not
interested.
Americans don't have that kind of commitment.
No.
It's not Hong Kong.
2.2 million. I think that there will be 200 people there.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
I'm going to vote 1,000.
There is a celebration party that I'm on their website to look at to see what these details are. The time has come to sit back, share a beer, and talk all things aliens.
What a way to send off the world. I kind of want to go.
Yeah. Instead of storming a government base, the downtown Las Vegas Event Center is partnering with Collective Zoo and Bud Light to host an out-of-this-world evening of top-secret entertainment.
This sounds like a lot of people who are going to be talking about Pizzagate and other conspiracy theories that are awful that they believe in.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Oh, so they moved it to Vegas? Hold on.
This sounds like Bud Light saw an entree.
Yeah.
Who got Bud Light involved?
Get
who emailed? There's someone who's definitely like,
of course.
Yo, I got a homie who works there.
No, oh, of course they saw this and they were like, oh, we can get in on the millennials. Let's offer, you know.
I wouldn't be surprised if this has been Bud Light the whole time.
Mm.
And you
Bud
get
Light
a
with lime,
beer as you're running through the gate.
Oh, it is getting moved to downtown Las Vegas instead. A very 51. So we, I mean, it's
so
four
like
hours
what
away.
What's the spinning?
Stratosphere. Stratosphere, yeah.
Oh, that's a good place.
That would make sense.
That makes sense for Area 51.
I don't know. I think it should have been at the original place.
I think so too.
Area 51.
Yeah.
Well, and also like that town doesn't like that would actually. I mean, not to be serious, but it's like that would bring a lot of economy to that town. Boost. That would be a great boost.
It would be a fire festival, though. They'd be overwhelmed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
There's no infrastructure.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would be nerd Woodstock.
this, I'm looking through the comments, and there's, as of 7 minutes ago, there's just like, so we're actually still doing this, right? Okay.
Maybe a lot of that happening. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people bailing right now.
A lot of people absolutely not realizing that they had to commit to this.
Yeah. A lot of people being like, I just got a dog and I can't do this.
I actually live in Maine.
Posted 1 minute ago, coming from Tennessee, we've got a tour bus loaded with non-perishable food and water. 15 of us in a car of 5 traveling behind. Knox and 3 drones on board. We're ready to see them aliens. Come on, guys. Don't let everyone down. Load up and head out there tomorrow at the latest. Roads might be busy going into Rachel, New Mexico.
So I guess Trump is winning the next election is what we've just determined from this message board.
Wait, there are some people that are definitely going to go.
Some people are going to New Mexico.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, good for them. I'm very excited about the Instagram posts.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we checked in because I want to be paying attention.
What is it? It's supposed to happen on Friday?
I'm going to put it in my calendar right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we are actually.
Oh, this is going to be.
Let's go.
I'm going to go ahead and soft uncommit to this.
We're going to get a car right now. We're going to bring this podcast shit with us.
Honestly, that would probably be great.
It'd be so fun.
You guys would have, it'd be like an Instagram live of like 100 people watching consistently. Maybe drop me below 50 when, but I feel like I have faith in you guys to keep it over 10 throughout the entire.
Thank you.
Oh, that's the word. I've only Instagram lived a few times, but it's so sad when the numbers start dropping.
Yeah. Like, what did I do?
I can't keep you. I can't.
I'm not engaged. Honestly, thank you for being here at all, because I've seen people that I love go live on Instagram, and never once have I thought I will watch this.
I already go into Instagram lives by accident. It's never.
Because I used to notify you, and then you'd like somehow all of a sudden be in there.
And then
you're like, fuck, I don't want to leave because I feel bad.
Oh, you got X out.
Have you guys ever?
Really teed off.
When someone new follows you on Instagram and you click on their profile to be like, "Who's this bitch?" and then it makes you start watching their stories.
No, that doesn't happen
to you guys.
No.
That happens to me a lot.
You gotta learn.
You don't click their picture.
I click their picture.
Yeah.
You gotta do the name.
The name instead.
Because when you watch the story and you don't follow, and then they just followed you.
Yeah. Especially when they have like 200 followers, you're like, ugh, they've seen it.
Exactly.
they're taking the time to scroll through, and I'm like, this is a space that should be saved for exes and crushes.
It took me a minute to realize that anybody would be looking through to see who was watching their stories.
Oh, yeah.
I never would have thought to look at it.
Really? You don't look?
No.
That's the first thing I looked at.
No. Wait, to look at what?
To who's watching my stories.
Oh, I don't either.
Yeah, you don't look at who's watching your stories?
Wait,
no.
Are you guys currently, like, in relationships?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's why. Because I feel like
I didn't look
that
at it before,
is a space
though.
Reserved for crushes and exes, and I'm seeing, like, which ex, which crush. Oh, this there's, like, this guy who I went on, like, a few dates with who doesn't follow me but watches every single goddamn story. So that means he has to type me in, watch my story, and then, like, just does it completely, like, I'm going in. I'm watching.
And knows that you're going to see.
Not from a Finsta.
No,
from
so you
got to
have
account.
A burner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have a burner for that reason.
But yeah, exactly. I don't ever look at it. Yeah.
I do. I don't. I mean, I'm curious who's watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I look at the likes, you know, but yeah, I don't look at who's watching.
Oh, so, wow. Hey, I definitely
You can sneak in there secretly and watch it, y'all.
Yeah, wow, that's
I'm not looking.
Not me. Yeah. I'm on top of you.
I'm not paying any attention. I got 3 stars on WikiFeed.
Oh, no, what am I doing?
I don't give a fuck who's watching my shit.
Are we live right now?
You don't look to see who, like, who's at this top, who's the top of your stories, who's, like, watching.
Yeah, you don't watch
all your stories all the time?
No.
Wow, it must be so freeing.
Yeah, no, I just sort of see how many people have, like, watched it.
At the top, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like, your top watchers.
Your top watchers. You can see who watches all your stories.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
No, I've never paid attention to that.
I don't pay attention to that. I don't pay attention to how many followers. I don't, like, I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to how many followers I have.
Yeah. People are always like, someone unfollowed me. And I'm like,
oh, yeah, I would never know.
I get unfollowed and unfollowed by a lot. I fluctuate, but I never check who because I'm like, whatever.
I've done it in the past, and it's a fucking terrible.
It's a bad hole to go down for sure.
You're better off not knowing. It's Chinatown.
Yeah. Exactly.
And also, it's also, you ever have, like, friends who unfollow you and then you notice and you unfollow them and you're just kind of like, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I unfollowed a lot of people that I care about because I'm just like, I just, like, don't.
You unfollow me, I unfollow you back, bitch.
Thank God for the mute function. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
It happens.
I'm a fan of the mute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I am having this the problem with, like, being a hot-headed person with a bad memory is that there's many people I blocked and
what's your sign?
Unfollowed. Cancer.
Oh,
I don't remember what I didn't like. I don't remember what they did.
I wonder what your moon is. Do you know?
No.
but we can find out on this break.
I need to know what time I was born. I don't know.
Not for the moon as much. Oh.
You can kind of also like guess if you think that if you know that you're morning or afternoon, because I think it's like every 6 hours it really changes.
Oh, okay.
I just found out that I had a change in my chart that I thought I was a triple fire sign. It turns out it was a double fire earth sign.
Oh, shit.
Did it change everything?
It's huge. Honestly, I was like, I don't see the earth sign at all. I think I make more sense as a triple fire sign.
Triple fire just sounds dope.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was an Aries Leo Leo, and I'm an Aries Leo Virgo.
When's your birthday?
April 7th.
Oh, I'm also Aries, March 23rd.
Ooh.
fire signs, we have so much pride over being fire signs.
I know, yes, because you know why? We're the...
Exactly. No, I know. We're very Gryffindor. We're very mainstream.
Yeah, I am very much a fire sign.
Me too.
It's embarrassing.
I don't give a shit about any of it.
No. You're like, this is lady to lady.
I think it's like the fire signs are the ones that check who is watching their Instagram. So that's apparently
vanity.
Apparently.
All right, we're gonna go see who's been watching our stories. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Christine.
Hi.
And Barbara's moon is probably a Libra moon.
A Libra.
Which one is that?
Oh, what's Libras
a Libra?
Are fun.
Libras are fun, and they're playful. They're likable. They're like the popular kid.
Yeah, that's why I'm on the inside.
Yeah,
that's
the outside. That's your emotions. That's your inside self.
I only like fun on the. People can't tell.
Yeah.
No, but I think that is your true self.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
They're the friend who's just like, oh my god, I love you. I'm obsessed with you. You're so cool. Yeah. Like they're like you pep talk a lot of people. Mm. Yeah.
They're good dressers.
Mm-hmm. They're very fashionable.
I mean, I think I'm. Yeah, I definitely was like. I think my purpose is to find fun and create fun.
Yeah, Libra.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally.
That's why you throw dance parties. Yes. Libra in you.
There you go.
I got booked as a DJ for... I mean, I've been a little... But the first time someone being like... Can we book you as a DJ? How much is your rate? And I was like, oh my God. Yes.
Well, professional DJ.
What? Yeah.
You're DJing Signature Drink,
yeah,
right?
Signature Drink.
Aunt Lisa?
Yeah, I know. People are like, they're like, what do you want your name? I'm like, DJ Aunt Lisa. And I was like, no one. It's so confusing.
I think that's great.
I like it too, but it's so confusing.
I love it.
It's really funny.
It's your birthday.
We discovered that on a Lady to Lady episode at Magic Mike Live.
Yeah. I know. It's been a while, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm feeling it.
You know, I was talking to another friend who's feeling it too, so I think it might be time to do a ragtag group.
Yeah.
To Vegas.
It'll be fun.
Because let's just do a quick dip. We leave Saturday morning. We do the night.
Yeah.
We leave Sunday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we don't need
to
be in Vegas quick.
You have to see Magic Mike Live in Vegas.
I haven't seen it. Here's the thing. My parents used to be high rollers, and I've seen like a lot of shows on the Strip, and I know Vegas very well. But I've yet to see Magic Mike, because last time that I was there, what happened was I got very drunk and then escorted out of a casino. I don't remember necessarily what happened.
Sure.
At 2 in the afternoon, but my friends found me in a lobby.
Yikes.
In a corner, not because they were looking for me, but because I saw a person in distress who was like balled up in a corner, like passed out. They're like, are you okay? They're like, oh my god, we've been looking for you.
Oh my god.
And then
shit, dude.
They just escorted you. That's what they do. I've seen that happen. They just like leave people.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was
I've been escorted.
Yeah, I was at Palms. We were staying at Treasure Island, and I was like by our elevators, but like not by our elevators.
Yeah, yeah.
But my friends all went to go see. I think it was Magic Mike or maybe Thunderdome. I'm not sure yet. But then I missed it because I was
2 p.m.
tagging the toilet with someone else who was got sick on this trip.
See, and that's what I love about Vegas.
You can be a hot, messy...
You have a friend, a buddy?
Yeah, you're not even the only one who's that drunk at 2
I mean, no, they were sick. I was just like shit-faced.
Yeah, yeah.
We've had a very good run of people not over-partying, which is like very impressive. So
honestly, hats off. I admire it.
Well,
it's really about hydration and moderation. Mm-hmm. And I mean, those are the two big things. And bananas.
Well, my thing is that because my parents gamble, I stayed up the night before gambling till 8 in the morning. And then we went to sleep. Then we woke up at 11, started drinking.
Sure.
And
so you had residual drunk.
Yeah. So like by and I had driven down that the night before and landed at like 3. So I was just like from 3 to 5, I was just like 3 right. to 8 for like 5 hours of like drinking and gambling.
What do you play when you gamble?
I like hold'em, but also blackjack.
Oh,
I'm too scared to play table games. I really want to.
Sometimes I'm 3-card poker. My mom sometimes will, when I've gone, she'll stand beside me and she's like, you shouldn't have hit because that's why the card busted. Like, she'll point out what I did wrong, how right. I failed as a player. And I've seen people get up and leave because I'm so bad at playing.
Oh, but nevertheless, you persist.
That's like my nightmare.
Because my mom knows how to play properly. She's like, you shouldn't be hitting a soft 16 when the dealer has 5 face up. Mm-hmm. Like, just like stupid rules of like gambling that I don't necessarily know that she knows.
Like, I didn't come here for school.
I know. I'm like, I get that you've like,
I
lost
came
a
here
lot of
to
money.
Lose money.
And
quickly.
I came here to lose your money.
I just like to play a game that is not hold'em and yell, bet it all in the river every single time and piss off everybody.
Go to the lazy river and yell that.
Yeah. Like, absolutely.
Now you're playing slots.
Yeah.
I always, my brother had a video poker machine in his room growing up.
Oh my gosh, really?
So, yeah.
Would he collect like the money from it?
Yeah, absolutely. Our house was like the party house, and my brother was like always such a good business person, and like people would just come over to party, and while they were hanging out, they would just mindlessly play video poker. He would like make money off people.
Oh my god!
They would come over to drink with us.
Hilarious.
Damn.
Yeah.
Was this parties when your parents are out of town or were
both?
You...
Our mom didn't give a shit either, so like our house was just the default hangout house. But when my mom was out of town, we threw some great parties. There was like the year before, because my brother's only a year younger than me, so there was one year where like he wasn't cool yet.
Yeah.
And I had a party while they were out of town, and he was such a nerd. Like, he printed up a complaint list.
Oh my
and, like,
god.
He had like a Costco size thing of lollipops in his room that I guess my friends had gotten into, and he was like, number one, blue pops missing and only shit flavors remain.
Oh my god.
Cat clearly traumatized.
Oh my god. He was such a Ferguson.
He was a Ferguson, and then like a year later he was like cooler than me.
That's amazing.
Wow.
But yeah, we threw great parties.
The student became the teacher.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was not cool in high school. I didn't drink until like later.
Because
all my friends were like drinking and ODing.
Did you grow up here?
In high school? No, I grew up in Canada.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But because my friends were all like, I went to an all girls school, and so they were like, you know.
It's very intense.
Yeah, it was very intense. A lot of cocaine going through those girls, but a lot of like alcohol. And then I was like, I'm straight edge. Hey.
Yeah.
Who wants me to drive you somewhere?
That was the most Canadian I've ever seen you.
Oh, I'm just so, now. I get very Canadian.
I'm straight edge. Hey.
Yeah,
I didn't at all because I grew up in Salt Lake City, so no one did it. It was the opposite. Okay. Where. Yeah, I was just not around at all.
You had the opposite of peer pressure. You had peer pressure to not.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing? Don't give in to the dark side.
Yeah, I was just like, we're cool. It's fine. I mean, I'm grateful for it because no one needs to be doing that shit at that age.
No, not
I had
at
a
all.
Great time.
I mean, I didn't need to be because I went hard enough later. So
For sure. Yeah, none of my friends really fucked with it. It was just like, I don't know. I'm sure those parties were happening, but like none of our friends were into it.
Right.
So we're just, like, we're always doing other shit anyway.
I mean, it's like kids of politicians and shit.
I mean, high school parties are hilarious. They're just so funny because they all follow the same trajectory.
Right.
Well, when you're hosting the party, the first like half an hour is like, oh my god, I hope people come. Like, I clean, I'm wearing cute outfit, I hope people come. Yeah. And then people come.
You got your new wet seal outfit on.
Exactly. Like, you have, like, your wet, wild lip gloss on. You're, like, sitting there like an asshole. Then it starts to get in full swing. And then you have this moment of, like, oh, my God, there's too many people here. And then you get fucked up enough to just lean into it. And you're, like, fuck, we're having, there's, like, 500 people at my house. Like, somebody's wearing my little sister's dress. And then the cops always come.
Yeah.
They always end with the cops coming.
Yeah.
And... you know, you don't even care when the cops come. Because it's just like, all right, I guess
that's time. Yeah. Yeah. How else are you going to get all those fucking people out of your house?
Exactly. Cops coming in high school is the equivalent of a bartender saying last call.
it just happens. I mean, maybe we just weren't so trigger happy to like call the cops. But I remember one time my friends had cops called in a party because someone had pepper sprayed the entire party because someone called a guy short.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Wow. That's so funny.
Wow. And then my friend
sprayed everyone or someone else?
He sprayed the house. And then my friend who was like asleep, and they had to like call poison control. All these girls got like, it was like horrible.
Oh,
but
boy.
I remember being like, he was probably like so short.
Can you imagine?
Damn.
Being that
he had it for that's that insane. Purpose. Yeah. He had a pepper spray on him in case someone called him
and
short.
He grew up and he became that bagel asshole.
No, he's probably, that's probably him, yeah. Same guy. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, yeah. I threw a bunch of like big dances and stuff at my house. Like whenever I threw like an anti-Valentine's Day dance, like a huge anti-homecoming dance, because like my boyfriend had broken up with me, and I was like, well, fuck that. I'm not going to homecoming with, you're going to be there with your new girlfriend. I'm going to throw the dance at my house.
Hell yeah.
And all there the friends go. Are going to come to my house. So go to the dance with this new girl and have nobody to dance with besides her. I did that a couple of times.
That's awesome.
Sick. Yeah. Those were always fun because like I was in marching band. So like that was like kind of like a immediate like 200 people were like, you know, it was like a phone tree thing immediately with that, which was always fun.
I was in a band
I was in choir, which was we were allied with the band.
Yeah
of course. But
you're the France
ally culture.
Which I don't know how we got away with this because it was a public school, but our choir was all girls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, we were beautiful sounding, and we won a lot of competitions and stuff. But it seems discriminatory.
Not a single gay man. You weren't. To join he didn't your allow choir.
Boys. He didn't allow boys.
What?
Because we only sang songs that had that had alto and soprano parts. Like there were we sounded amazing because it was all female.
Yeah.
But because of that, like when it was party time, we would party with the jazz band boys. It was very segregated.
Oh, yeah.
But looking back, I went on a cruise to Mexico with my choir and band.
Oh my god!
That the only adult there was our one senior citizen choir / band director. It was the same person. He went to Mexico with like 200 teenagers.
Yeah, that shit gets crazy. Because everyone underestimates the band kids. And they're like, oh, they're getting good grades. They're fine.
Oh, no.
No.
They need horniest. A lot of attention. And they're horny.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I remember going on like band trips. They literally, they would put a piece of packing tape across everyone's hotel room doors once they were inside.
Oh, yes.
And that way, if you got out, the tape
Are
would be busted.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
You'd hear the, like, rip outside
See,
of the
that
door.
Doesn't seem legal either.
No, it doesn't feel like it, but... Yeah, but then you would just, like, on the bus on the way in, you could tell people that have been there before because you'd be like, all right, cool. Everyone, like, as soon as you get your hotel number, let everybody know. So you'd have everyone's, like, list of phone numbers.
Yeah.
So you just call all the other hotel rooms because it's pre-cell phone, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nobody had cell phones at that point. Yeah. So you'd just be like, all right, so what's happening in your hotel room? Okay, what's it smell like?
But you couldn't open it.
No, you couldn't. Unless, but I remember, like, there my senior year or something, they fucked up and there was a couple of different hotel rooms that had the adjoining door rooms.
Hell yeah.
And it was like... You don't even know what happened.
Party time.
You guys, y'all fucked up.
You don't even want to know what these band kids are about to get into.
Yeah. Yep. I remember we bought like a... Why the fuck do we have that? We bought like... My friend Tim had like a bunch of dry ice for some reason. So we had like a dry ice party in his room.
Yeah, we're gonna get that party started. We got some dry ice.
It was fucking cold in here.
It sounds like I'm so happy into that.
Yeah. It was like, I don't know why, but with this giant sink of dry ice with just like that like steam pulling out over the sink and we're just chucking at each other because it hurts when it's...
Right.
Because it stings. And we're just like, I don't remember. Where the fuck did we get that from? God,
that
I can't tell you
where
like we have that.
A party that could be only fun in high school. Then as an adult, you're like, for 5 minutes, okay, but then nothing else. Like,
no. I would be pissed if someone invited me to a dry ice party, and honestly, I wouldn't go.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It was, they didn't know. It was a surprise.
Yeah, I know. It was a surprise.
If I was at a party and it came out as a surprise, maybe.
Yeah. It was like, why is this here? It was crazy.
Dry ice.
It's like having popcorn at a party. You're like, fuck, someone popped popcorn. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
This is my simple joy of my life, okay?
We had this with this cheap ass movie theater that like definitely went out of business because of people like us that like Tuesday was like BYOB, bring your own bag. And any bag that you brought, they had to fill it with popcorn.
Wow.
So like high school kids would just bring full on trash bags and they'd be like, the sign says BYOB. And then you would just get a giant trash bag full of popcorn.
How much of it could you eat?
I mean enough to
You're
all
taking
be
that
sick.
Thing home.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I used to work at a movie theater and they had special trash bags for us that were yellow, mm-hmm. where we could just fill it up with popcorn to take home. And let me tell you, Mama Bear ate that for lunch at lunch. Yeah. At high school every day, be like, God, well, popcorn.
Dude,
cool. Any friends?
Well, there's nothing like rolling into a party with a trash bag of popcorn and being like, fucking snacks.
You win.
Yeah, it felt really great.
Dude, speaking of, and I hate to bring it back to the Americana.
No.
But last time I was at the Americana, there was a guy there who I was so befuddled by because I was in the elevator with him on the way to the cars. Mm-hmm. He had a fresh movie popcorn that he was snacking. Who gets a movie popcorn to go?
You know what? He probably had a refill. Yeah. Maybe he was taking his refill to go. I would also would take a popcorn to go.
Was it a refill size?
Was it large?
I think it was large.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a refill. I mean, I guess I would take one to go. The prices just seem so inflated that it's like I wouldn't really get that unless I was eating it at the movie.
What do they got there? What kind of theater? Is it an AMC?
It's an AMC.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, we're talking A-listers here, all right? It's a Tuesday. You get your free popcorn. You know, you upgrade to a large.
I do think, they've got a lot of refill options there.
Okay.
So he's probably road corn there.
He wasn't being indulgent. He was actually just getting his money's worth of his road corn.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Road corn for life.
I thought, because I guess I've never gotten a refill, so I didn't even think about the refill. So I was
I'm not a refill.
How do you eat more than...
No.
Let me tell you, okay? Here's the thing with popcorn. When it's too good, you can't eat a lot of it. When it's in the middle of the road, perfect.
Yeah, just keep going.
Because you can just shovel it in.
Right, there's not too much flavor on it, so you're just
and then you get it for the group. You get two trays, you split it out halfway, and both of them, you go back, you ask for the refill, everyone's got a lap full of popcorn.
This is smart. Splitting the refill.
Like that.
You need to have free refills on the soda, too, because I need to have as much soda as there is popcorn.
They now have the machines, and you have your own cups.
That is true. You go to yourself.
All of the AMCs, whatever the Grove has, which I think is a Regency, all got the free.
Do you guys go crazy with these machines with all the flavors? Are you like trying everything? Or are you old standards?
I'm standard.
Standards.
I like to go, I'll get like a real fancy Coke, like a vanilla cherry Coke or something
vanilla
like
cherry.
That.
I'll get like a diet Dr. Pepper. Vanilla, and every time it's bad. I don't know why I do it.
I'll sometimes try to like fuck around with the different kind of Arnold Palmer's, like a pink lemonade like a lemon green tea, and it's always trash.
Plain black tea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever do suicides in high school where you would just go and just get all the drinks in one cup, but you had to drink it?
Maybe younger than high school, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, middle school. Yeah. I definitely did that. Or where you took all the condiments and you put them in a cup and you drink it.
That
I would never do that due to a fear of white condiments.
It was like a hazing thing for like freshmen and bands, basically.
That doesn't seem that weird.
No.
Soda?
No, but it's like,
I mean,
it's,
corn syrup tastes good, period.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's just basically being like, you have to drink this, kid.
Oh, no, I don't want to. Oh, I have to.
And that's the dance we do. Real silly.
I haven't hazed anybody in a while. Maybe I should get back into
this. You guys have both hazed people?
No,
I've never hazed a single soul.
I mean, like,
I'm never cool enough to haze anyone.
I mean, I think told lies to, like, you know, new kids or something, but not, like, straight up hazing.
The guys at our high school had it way worse, because there was, like, seniors would, like, go paddle juniors.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, all the, like... junior on the teams, like all like the soccer teams and stuff, like if you were like gonna become varsity or whatever, like the senior guys had like paddles and they would just like drive around town and find you and fucking beat your ass with these like weird paddles. None of the girl teams, as far as I know.
I did that, but one time, I think I was a freshman in high school, I was a bunch of grapes for Halloween. And I just safety pinned balloons to myself, and a senior came up to me with a cigarette and popped some of my balloons.
Wow.
Sounds pretty cool.
it does sound pretty cool.
We had an elevator in our high school, and sometimes the seniors would get in and be like, there'd be like two girls in it, and they'd be like, it's full. And then they would just close the door. And I remember being like, I guess the stairs for me. They were
seniors.
Seniors.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all girls school, just like with your messy bun and your Aldo shoes. Get the fuck out of here.
That's exactly what the all girls school in my school was about.
Hell yeah.
Messy buns and Aldo shoes.
I know. It's all about not washing your hair and not shaving your legs.
Mm-hmm. I remember one of my best friends went to an all-girls school, and that was the same year that Hit Me, Baby, One More Time came out. So I wore her Catholic schoolgirl skirt to high school thinking it looked like hot, but it was like a real Catholic outfit.
Yeah,
so like it went past my knees. Yeah. And I was like
long
trying to roll
like
it up to make it.
Yeah,
I like tried to make it look hoey, but it was just looked no.
Our teachers sometimes would go around with a ruler, and you're only allowed to have your skirt
it
1 inch above
it?
Your knee.
Oh, yeah.
And wow. They would go and they'd measure and they'd get detention, or they'd make it like you'd have to go and you'd kneel and then they'd measure from there. Or we got to talk
this
about.
This sounds like some weird fetish shit.
No, we
like,
We got to talk about from the. Teachers about how a lot of the girls weren't wearing appropriate underwear for going up and down stairs, and that we were making it hard for our male teachers to teach us.
Wow.
And we once found a stack of Maxims in one of our teachers' garbages, and we're like, why are you bringing, first of all, Maxims?
He's like, look, you made me do this, okay?
I know.
I was forced to buy these.
Yeah, it was just one of those weird things where I just feel like there's a lot of pervy men who probably work at all-girl school.
I feel like if you're a man who wants to teach at an all-girl high school, you shouldn't.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably not.
Stick to the nuns. Yeah.
This reminds me, I discovered this earlier today. So I have a hoarder that lives next door to me. And I looked over in our yard earlier. I saw a box that said FabFitFun box on the side of it. And I was like, what the fuck? So I walked over and it's mine with my address on it, which I had thrown away.
Yeah.
She went through the trash. And I was like, what the fuck? And I opened it inside of it and there was a stack of old Playboys. And it was just like on her lawn right now. I was like, but then I like heard her rustling in the back.
She was
and
like,
I was like,
perfect box for my Playboys.
Yeah. So FabFitFun offer code lady.
just sexy.
Sitting in her lawn right now. I'm like going to go back tonight and just go throw it away again. Cause I'm like, I heard her rustling around back there. I didn't want to have a confrontation, but I was like, can't just go, don't take my trash.
What year of Playboys was it?
Yeah,
like?
It was like a very, I like opened very quick and saw a Playboy in a butt and was like, what? What's happening? That's a lot to process at once.
She used your stolen mail to hide her porn.
You should start putting weird shit in your trash and seeing what ends up over there.
Dude, it's crazy. I mean, and it's funny because it's like the recycling dumpster is unlocked, but the trash dumpster is locked. So it's like, oh, you're going through the dumpster that you can get into. Crazy old hoarder lady.
Oh,
she's crazy, man. It's nuts.
Maybe I should give you that beer dick thing and then
dude.
Yes, dude. She was like that. Not a great place to hide your Playboys, but
no. It's literally beer in the front yard.
It's like a thing out for a bachelorette party that's like a fake plastic dick that serves beer or whatever.
Oh my
that
God.
We were like,
yeah,
what
yeah,
do we
yeah.
do with this?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my hoarder would love it.
Okay. We should do it. We should put something in there.
My little hoarder.
My little hoarder.
My hoarder.
Wherever my trash goes, she goes.
That we'll be right back. Hey, we're back. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
We're here with Christine Medrano.
Howdy.
And we're gonna answer some lady problems. You want to help us out?
Oh, I would love to.
If you've got one, send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com. Also, sometimes people post them in our podcast Facebook group. It's called Lady to Lady Podcast. Go in there. There's lots of fun stuff going on.
Just find your other peeps, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
I will read this one because I relate. Hi, ladies. I hate wearing bras. I just don't want to do it anymore. I'm 31 years old and feel that that has been long enough. So I've started going out without wearing them. First, it was only when I wore this one kind of oversized button-down shirt that had front pockets and just the right places to cover my nips. But then I realized, hey, I have more breezy button-down shirts, so I stopped wearing bras with them too. My boobs are small enough that the lack of support is not really an issue, which I know is not the case for a lot of women, so I hope I don't sound ungrateful. What I'm more concerned about is my nips showing through. What do you all think about letting it all hang out? In my opinion, the only reason to wear bras, besides support, is to hide your nips from this patriarchal society, and I'm just sick of it. I definitely don't want to go without a bra all the time. It depends on what I'm wearing. But I'm going more and more times without it, and it feels amazing. The only thing bothering me is the possibility that when I'm walking around at work or on the street, anyone can immediately tell and is staring at, thinking about my boobs. But saying fuck the patriarchy, should I not give a shit if people care? Notice if I don't wear a bra? The office was cold today, and I was definitely happy I had my cardigan to cover up my nips. So clearly I'm not beyond caring. Love you, ladies, and I was so happy to see you in person at Union Hall in Brooklyn. Hope you all come back soon. P.S. Attached a pic for reference. No bra.
Aww.
I mean, yeah, go for it.
Okay, but totally, but I 100% relate to this because mm-hmm. I'm in a very similar place in my life.
Right.
And I love not wearing a bra. Like, it's my preferred state of being. But then, like, I do reach these moments where I'm like, as much as I just want to be me, the outside world of men is the outside world of men.
Yeah.
And as much as I want to say fuck it, do I really feel comfortable with how I know other people are perceiving my nipples?
Right. Yeah. You don't want the attention that would perhaps come from it.
It's honestly, when you stop wanting to wear a bra, it's from lack of wanting attention. Like, it's more like you're just ready to, like, leave.
I started wearing, like, these bralettes that are, like, very, like, just, like, literally, like, spandex, like, no underwire. And, like, if my nips are hard, so be it. Mm-hmm. But honestly, like, I've had no one's
That's
pointed
a good idea.
Out to
Maybe
me.
A little comfy.
Like, a little
comfy.
That's
what comfy. I do, too. I do bralettes and sports bras.
Yeah, and, like, and my nips show, like, a lot, and I'm just like, fuck it. Like, I don't know.
You just totally say fuck it.
Sometimes if it's, like, cold or if I have to, like, if I'm, like, filming something, I'll be a little more mindful, but...
Yeah, it's too bad if you're on camera or something. We were in a meeting yesterday, and my nips would not stop, and I was like, fuck!
Like, sometimes I'm like, you're welcome.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, I think it's going to take more and more people saying fuck it for female nips to get normalized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Totally, like anything, yeah.
Exactly. And, like, I was... After Sean and I went backpacking, I had brought this, like, sundress to change into, like, to have in the truck. And I didn't wear a bra with it. And then we stopped at, like, a general store. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of a gauzy dress. My nips are just out. But then an even bigger hippie walked in wearing even less of a top and less of a bra. And I was like, my nips are invisible now.
Yeah.
So I think the more, let's just gradually get the nips out.
This is a good idea, though. She should go to places where she's going to see that more.
Yes.
To get more comfortable wearing it. And then she'll feel like, oh, this is totally fine. And then you can gradually bring that out into, like, you know, more public places.
I agree.
And also, I feel like you being nervous about your nips makes other people notice that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It also kind of makes just your,
like,
nips hard.
Yeah. So. Yeah, exactly. Like, you're like, exactly. Ooh, everyone's looking at my nipples.
It's a real mind game going on over here.
You just truly got to be like, ladies are out. Yeah.
Ladies are out. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine this. I can't not wear a bra. Like, I wear like a small sports bra at night. I can't not.
Right.
I just am not a non-bra person. It's just never going to happen.
You're buxom lady.
Well,
you got some,
it's
you know.
Big. It's big.
Well, I think it's sort of adjacent to, like, the shoe thing, too. Like, I never want to be wearing shoes. I always want to be barefoot. Sean wears his full-blown, like, sneakers and socks while we're watching TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think it's, like, a personal preference thing, too.
Yeah, I'm not the person who gets into their, like, PJs right when they get home.
I take my pants off and put on shorts, like, almost immediately when I get home.
Yeah.
Like,
I do that. Definitely do that. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty much always wearing a sports bra anyway. Yeah. My move.
I've started wearing just a sports bra in public more often too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that to me is like the female topless. I mean, like the guy who wears no shirt when he's hiking. I'm like, I can wear a sports bra when I'm getting gas.
Oh yeah,
yeah, totally. Yeah.
It's fine.
It's LA.
Yeah,
I feel like athleisure is fine.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, and she's in New York. If correct me if I'm wrong, I think New York City has a rule that you can just be naked there. It's like,
what?
Not
really.
Yeah, I'm pretty
you
sure
you can definitely be topless.
Topless, maybe it's topless.
Okay, yeah, you can't just be full, like, bush out, full, cock out, and train.
Yeah, I mean, but people do anyway.
I know,
unfortunately.
Right? Unfortunately,
but yeah, so I think you like it's. I wonder if that, like, I don't know how often that happens, but it's like, you know, that might, like, affect the stigmas even less so there.
Yeah,
I
mean, what it comes down to, honestly, is just. Do you want men leering at your tits?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, also, that is the
thing. They will either way, though. I mean, it's
true.
It's a different kind of leer, but they're going to either way.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. I think it's, they're just a little bit less, like, in your eye if they're not, like, because they're being held down, not swinging around so much.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. And obviously the nipples, so.
I think if you could get a tiny laser to attach to them to shoot them with.
Yeah.
When you see them looking at them.
Turn into a fembot.
Yeah. I think if you can get a little fembot, just a little, like, you know, pop it on the front.
I like to remind men when they're looking at my tits, I'm like, hey, my feet are down there. Please comment on
You're looking at celebrity feet?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, and you could, I've never worn pasties, but like maybe there's like a Is that are they uncomfortable?
Just the idea.
You had a very
they are
physical okay. reaction
because I mean, imagine a Band-Aid.
Okay.
Imagine ripping that off your nipple.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. I don't. I think it's either like a bralette type thing. Yeah. Or...
Gotcha.
I have friends who love pasties. Mm-hmm. For me, I would rather have
they
my nipple show.
Yeah.
Oof. For the sake of this of research, I'm going to go out without a bra at some point in the next like week.
Yeah.
Nice.
And see how it feels.
See how you feel about it.
I would like to experience it because I have such big boobs and like it's just it would be very interesting. But of course I don't think I would wear anything where you could see that's the thing that sucks with boobs. There's no hiding them, you know. It's like they're out there. There's no
They're
getting away from it.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the nip. That's the guy's dick going towards them.
Yeah, I think keep a cardigan in your office and like for like when it's cold or whatever. Like if you have
to go to a meeting.
You go to a meeting, like you still have there's still like unfortunately like work shit.
Or maybe go to the meeting with your nips hard and maybe I'll get a raise, sweetheart.
There you go. Fill out your office situation.
Do you guys notice people checking you out? Because I don't really notice it.
Only thing I notice is that thing of when you're walking by a group of guys who are talking and then when you walk by, they stop talking.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
That's it's been funny like having a boyfriend because he'll tell me when it happens. Mm. When we were in Vegas and I was wearing like shorts, some guy was like, damn, look at her ass or something. And then we were at he was at a show with me. And he said that I walked by this old man who was with his like wife, mm-hmm. and I guess the wife was gone for a second. And he said that he was like the way he looked at you was like, oh God, she's real or something.
That's so funny.
Yeah, like I apparently was just like wow or something when I walked up, and then I walked by, and then he was like, yeah, but then he was like, oh, I gotta see what's back there.
Oh
he
my God,
my ass. And I was like, that's so weird. I would have never seen it.
That's
like,
so funny.
I just don't, you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah. Well, you can't. Let yourself see it.
No, and obviously they're kind of covert. You're not looking at them.
Feel safe,
you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I've definitely brought home stories to Brendan. Be like, oh, I had this weird conversation. He's like, I was hitting on you, and I was because I shut.
Yeah.
I just like I'm like, okay, cool. I'm done talking to you. Gotta go. Like I'm do that so often to people that I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that you were even interested in something.
Yeah. Totally. I think it's easy to also just operate under this illusion that, oh, everyone's just friendly.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that happened to me at work the other day. They were like setting up for some event. They came in with a group of friends, and this guy came over and he kept being like, so when's this next thing happening? Like, when is it? And I was like, I don't know. Check the calendar. And I was like, oh, he's probably.
Oh, are you
I don't know,
me?
Though. I would never want to assume that about someone.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's the other side of it where I'm like, and I would rather. I would rather be your friend or have a friendly conversation. So I'm just going to move in the direction
it's
that I want it to go either way.
It's easier to just make that your assumption.
Yeah.
It's easier for everyone.
Yeah, we're just going to have a friendly conversation. It's good.
I remember I was dating a girl who was like really hot and sometimes we'd be out and I'd be like sitting on her lap and people would come and try to hit on her without
like
acknowledging
me.
Like, oh she was, like, I was, like, a puppet, and she was, like, a ventriloquist.
Oh, my God.
And it was, like, always so one of those things where I'm just kind of, like,
Hi.
If you're going to get a drink, you're getting two drinks. Sorry.
Yeah, it's weird. If you're with someone, like, super hot, it's just another level of,
if you're not a man, they just kind of, like, erase you out of the thing. She's just a friend sitting on her lap.
That's a doable obstacle.
Tiny woman removed.
It's a Charlie McCarthy doll. Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Do we have any other suggestions for...
I think the bralettes. I like bralettes and cardigans as a suggestion, and just do it more often and get more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Overalls are great if you don't like bras.
Oh yeah,
overalls. Suspenders,
suspenders.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't want to wear a bra, but you're gonna wear suspenders.
Well, also like darker colors. I feel like you don't see nips.
Yeah, I mean those are the other tricks.
It also depends on nips, like the kind of shirt you're wearing. You know what I mean? Like I feel like this is a very like little nippy shirt. Some shirts are less nippy than others.
Yeah, like a pattern or whatever. You don't really like, at least I don't really notice nipples in that so much.
Yeah.
You get like a design on it or whatever.
But yeah, I think it's fine. I mean, I wouldn't worry too much about a little visible nipple, because the reality is, yes, if you're wearing a bra, people can still see your nipples, and who fucking gives a shit if you're wearing a bra?
Guys' nips are hard all the time.
Yeah. I mean, if this makes you feel better, I was driving down the canyons the other day.
Can't wait for this.
And I saw a man changing his tire. Granted, he was in a crisis situation, but his full butt was hanging out of his pants.
How do you not know the crack is out?
Was it hot? Was
he no. And honestly, it's a real canyon in a canyon. Guy, I don't think that kind of crack.
No, that's not bad.
No one's ever like, oh, can we move that?
No, take it all the way off or cover it all the way up.
Yeah.
I just don't understand when people don't know their crack's exposed.
I mean, I feel like my crack definitely is sensitive to wind. Like,
you're aware.
Yeah, I would know.
I wear so many high-waisted pants, There's no chance. No, thank you.
I mean, there was a whole like 5-6 year phase where like always my thong was hanging out of my jeans, because that was just like the jeans that were popular.
You're so Manny from Degrassi.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm so glad those lowrider jeans went the fuck away.
Oh my god. If they try to sneak back, I'm gonna knock them right
back
down.
Yeah, those hip huggers, I cannot.
Picture of me from that era, you just see like a little triangle of skin.
Did you have a Shakira belt that went with it?
No, I've never been a belt person.
Okay.
Yeah. But it that vibe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I had a belt buckle phase.
Oh. This makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. At a real big one, they just had a money sign on it.
I just a lot of studded belts, like, punk. Oh, I mean, bracelets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I still have one that I just can't get rid of. Because I'm like, I'm never going to buy one again. I should have one in my life.
I feel like belts and scarves are the same for me, where it's like, in theory, I think they're awesome. But every time I try to wear one, I'm like, am I doing this right?
Scarves are a little more, like, I feel like you have to really own it, or like you have to know how to wear them properly. Belts, I feel like you can get away with more than anyone.
Yeah.
You see someone uncomfortably wearing like a scarf in the wrong temperature, you're always like, what are you doing?
Oh my god, this French guy that I like became friends with was such a scarf man, and it was in LA,
so European,
like hot out, and he like met me at Silver Lake Lounge at the mic, and he's wearing a fucking scarf, and I was like, no, please take this off.
Get this out of here.
So European. He had a scarf and like a leather cuff.
One or the other. Coco Chanel said, and I think this is great advice, take one thing off before you leave the house.
I wouldn't wear any accessories,
so mine would be nips out then.
Oh, you don't wear any accessories?
No, I guess this really goes. I don't wear accessories either.
Yeah,
I have like this ring, that's about the only jewelry I ever wear.
Well, I needed that advice.
Yeah.
You're wearing 9 bracelets right now, they can't see exactly, but you are. They can hear it.
Yeah, people are always asking what that clanging is in the background of that episode.
It's not the wind chime.
It's Barker's bangle.
Oh my god, this is your business.
I know. Right? My QVC channel.
Hi guys, looking at the Barker's bangles. This is my hour on QVC. So you clean them. They're also straws.
And look, Deborah's wearing its series in jade. And I love fucking QVC. It's just impressive how they can talk about nothing for so long.
Yes.
QVC is insane too, because I went to film school in Philly, so all those hosts are like, they act in student films all the time. So they just come in and audition for your weird shit.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Because they want to make art on the side of QVC.
They're actors.
They need some fulfillment.
Yeah. This guy, Bob Bowersox, was in everyone's film.
Bowersox?
Bob Bowersox.
It's a great QVC name.
Yeah. Bob Bowersox. I wonder if he's still out there.
QVC is like the Sky Mall of TV.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
very comforting. Oh yeah, there's Bob. He's still doing his thing.
Oh, he looks like a
killer
Bob Bowersox.
Reel.
Yeah. Yeah, Bob Bowersox.
Like a bunch of like Temple students.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and Drexel students. He was all over our shit. Because like, also once one of us like got him, then you're like,
oh, he's attainable.
Oh, yeah. I guess we'll just all use the QVC guy.
Totally.
Yeah,
he's making the rounds, baby.
I remember when I was at Emerson, Ben Affleck was in some girl's student film.
Well,
and this was like
her.
2 years after Good Will Hunting.
He was fucking her.
He definitely was.
Was she hot?
She was. And the scene, if I'm not mistaken, was a sex scene with her.
Yeah, that's, oh my god.
He for sure was fucking her.
You know he was in the movie.
Definitely. Yeah. I remember watching it in the dorm room of the guy I was fucking and being like, how do you make this happen?
Uh-huh. And she was like, I don't know, this pussy.
Yeah. All right. That's it.
Okay. Okay.
That's the one.
Well, we're going to go buy some bralettes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where can everyone find you on the internet?
My handles are Chrissy Meds. I chose it because it's short, because Christine Medrano was already taken for some of them, but it's Chrissy Meds. And you find me on Instagram, on Twitter. That's also my handle. And check out my website, ChristineMedrano.com. I do not update it, but you can find old clips of things and some photos from 3 years ago.
Perfect. Oh, yeah. That's what
I pay
all
for
of
my
ours are.
Squarespace. Please go to it.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah.
Get those numbers up. Get those stories numbers up. If you guys want to go look at her stories, she'll see you.
Yep, I will watch. And sometimes, who knows?
You might get a stories looked at.
I may have a story. Yeah,
this is your chance to become a top viewer.
Only 50 minutes left on this top viewership. Call right now. Thank you, guys. We are going to go over to the top secret session. If you're a Patreon person, go to patreon.com/ladytolady to check that out. And peace.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.